Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 109, The Church to Triumph. Until Christ shall appear in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, men will become perverse in spirit and turn from the truth to fables. The church will yet see troublous times. She will prophesy in sackcloth, but although she must meet heresies and persecutions, although she must battle with the infidel and the apostate, yet by the help of God, she is bruising the head of Satan. The Lord will have a people as true as steel and with faith as firm as the granite rock. They are to be His witnesses in the world, His instrumentalities to do a special, a glorious work in the day of His preparation. The gospel message does not win a single soul to Christ or make its way to a single heart without wounding the head of Satan. Whenever a captive is wrenched from his grasp, delivered from his oppression, the tyrant is defeated. The publishing houses, the presses, are instrumentalities in God's hand to send out to every tongue and nation the precious light of truth. This light is reaching even to heathen lands and is constantly making inroads upon superstition and every conceivable error. Ministers who have preached the truth with all zeal and earnestness may apostatize and join the ranks of our enemies, but does this turn the truth of God into a lie? Nevertheless, says the apostle, the foundation of God standeth sure. The faith and feelings of men may change, but the truth of God, never. The third angel's message is sounding. It is infallible. No man can serve God without uniting against himself evil men and evil angels. Evil spirits will be put upon the track of every soul that seeks to join the ranks of Christ, for Satan wishes to recover the prey taken from his grasp. Evil men will give themselves over to believe strong delusions that they may be damned. These men will put on the garments of sincerity and deceive, if possible, the very elect. Certainty of the truth. It is as certain that we have the truth as that God lives, and Satan, with all his arts and hellish power, cannot change the truth of God into a lie. While the great adversary will try his utmost to make of none effect the word of God, truth must go forth as a lamp that burneth. The Lord has singled us out and made us subjects of His marvelous mercy. Shall we be charmed with the pratings of the apostate? Shall we choose to take our stand with Satan and his host? Shall we join with the transgressors of God's law? Rather, let it be our prayer, Lord, put enmity between me and the serpent. If we are not at enmity with His works of darkness, His powerful folds encircle us, and His sting is ready at any moment to be driven to our hearts. We should count Him a deadly foe. We should oppose Him in the name of Christ. Our work is still onward. We must battle for every inch of ground. Let all who name the name of Christ clothe themselves with the armor of righteousness.